Palestinians in the blockaded Gaza Strip held a rally on Tuesday afternoon to support the 22nd Gaza Freedom Flotilla. The fleet of nearly two dozen boats which headed to the Israeli maritime barrier to break the prolonged siege of Gaza. Israeli forces responded by shooting at unarmed demonstrators. At least 14 protesters sustained injuries after they came under Israeli gunfire, while dozens more suffered from the effects of tear gas inhalation.
These rallies are completely peaceful. The biggest proof for what I'm saying is not a single Israeli soldier was injured by the peaceful demonstrators. The protesters don't pose any threat. Our children hurling rocks don't pose any threat. They're a bunch of bloodthirsty criminals. Only Iran and the Hezbollah resistance can stand up to those Zionist criminals.
Protesters also expressed outrage at the normalization of ties between Tel Aviv and a number of Arab governments in the region.
We are defending our land and all the Arabs must support us. But instead of supporting us, the Arab rulers are supporting the Israeli entity and the Zionists.
The normalization of ties with this illegitimate entity by some Arab countries contradicts the statements that these Arab countries keep making in their summits. They are stabbing us in the back and they must stop such policies. The Arabs are helping with covering up Israeli war crimes against the Palestinian people.
The Tuesday gathering was part of the Great March of Return rallies, which began nearly a year ago to demand the right of return for Palestinian refugees and the complete lifting of the Israeli blockade. Scores of protesters have been killed and thousands more wounded since the beginning of the peaceful protest campaign. Palestinian protesters here vowed to continue all forms of resistance against the Israeli regime.
As the peaceful flotillas continue in 2019, Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip say the Israeli regime's brutality will not deter them from seeking their legitimate rights. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.